Blog Talk Radio.
Once I drifted out in sin, had no hope nor joy within, and my soul was burdened down with pride. Then my Savior came along, and He showed me I was wrong, and He placed me on the winning side.
Well, I'm
on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin no more will I abide. I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth and right. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side. I will never have a fear, for my Lord is ever near, and in Him so often I confide.
Well, He's the keeper of my soul since I gave Him full control,
and He placed me on the winning side.
Well, I'm on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin, no more will I abide.
No more in sin abide.
I've enlisted in the fight
for the cause of truth and right.
Praise the
Lord, I'm on the winning side. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to A Voice in the Wilderness. And if you're listening to the show, go ahead and call that number if you want to call in and talk to us. And as always, we have my dad with us. And we're going to start out by talking about this new religion that's starting up. They're calling it the Way of the Future. And it's being started by Anthony Lewandowski, a Silicon Valley multimillionaire, and he's the guy that started the robotics team, or led the robotics team for Uber's self-driving program, and Waymo, company owned by Google for self-driving cars. And so we're seeing this. This is no coincidence. This, I think, is part of the beast system and the worship of the beast that's prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. What do you think about this, Dad?
Yeah, well, we've seen, you know, these things coming, different things that we've listened to with technology merging with DNA, which is quite out there for most, and I'm not gonna really go too far into that, but dealing with the third strand of DNA, which was it's basically the DNA from what would have been, well, there's a lot of background noise. Can you mute it? Anyways, it'd be from the fallen ones. They saw that the daughters of men were fair, and they went into them, and in that day there were giants. So you're dealing with the giants had a triple strand DNA. And so there is a push to merge that actually with technology. And so, and if that sounds really far out there, I can tell you that they actually have living DNA on computer chips. So anyways, this AI is the perfect vehicle. I'm going to give it back to you. It's too noisy.
Okay. Are you on speakerphone?
The noise was coming from you. The noise was coming from you.
Okay.
Well, you're shuffling papers or whatever you were doing. So
okay.
When you're ready to give it back to me, Go ahead.
I'm not. So, Revelation. What the heck? Wow, this really sucks. Just hangs right up. I'm calling him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just ditch out on me like that.
Don't get after me then. I'm not on here to be for that.
Okay. Revelation chapter 13. It says here, I'll just start with the verse 6, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all them, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's what's starting to happen right there. All those who are not saved are going to worship this beast. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of all men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So, that's another thing. There's going to come a point where everyone who's a Christian that doesn't want to worship the beast is going to be hunted down, and they're going to try to kill us. And also, the mark of the beast is going to come one day. And we're seeing these credit cards. Now they have a chip in them, and it seems to be a subliminal message when you go to swipe your credit card and they ask you, oh, do you have a chip? It's just preparing people to mentally get used to that so that when they get a chip in their hand, they'll swipe their hand. And now they have these watches that they can swipe too, like a credit card. And so that's just one step away from swiping your hand.
Yeah, there's no doubt that they're just getting people ready at the point of sale to have their chip ready. And, of course, that chip will be embedded. And it'll be a clear decision. It won't be forced upon you. You'll decide whether or not you'll receive it. That's how it's going to work. But make no mistake about it, you can't have the chip and enter into the kingdom of God. It is against, absolutely against scripture, and we can read that scripture to you again later. But I agree with you that time is very quickly approaching, especially when we know that the petrodollar, which is what's propped up this fiat currency for so long, is beginning to go away, and they're already talking about cryptocurrency, which we're familiar with Bitcoin. and the likes of that is all just steps away from the beast system being set up.
Yep. Here's something that the website for this Way of the Future religion says. It says on the official website, given that technology will relatively soon be able to surpass human abilities, we want to help educate people about this exciting future and prepare a smooth transition. Isn't that interesting? It's going to be so... It's going to be so amazing to people that they will want to worship it, because it will be seemingly all-knowing and all-powerful. It won't be truly all-knowing and all-powerful like God is.
No. We know that the 5G network is basically going to be flooded down on the entire planet. There'll be nowhere that you will not be able to be receiving the 5G network. It is, we know that it is a very invasive technology that can and will be used to control the human psyche. We're familiar with towers, even in our own backyard here in this county and surrounding counties, that are not cell phone towers. These towers have the ability to send out microwave and also the ringing of the ears that people hear. Like in my, we're around two major towers here where we're at, and the ringing of your ears is actually that of that technology penetrating into your inner ear, into your psyche, if you will. But this 5G is a multitude of that, very, very much a higher level of evasive flooding of the human psyche. So we already know through patents that they can control, you know, moods of people, you know, whether it be making a populace calm or sending them into a fight or flight, or absolutely into convulsions if they wanted to. So anyways, a lot of this stuff is on its way. There's no arguing that.
Yep, for sure. Let's talk just for a second about Black Friday this year, just a couple days ago. It was worse than probably it's ever been in history. I mean, I've never heard of somebody being shot by another shopper on Black Friday. Have you?
No, it was really bad.
Yeah, so this is just an indication that things aren't normal anymore. Our society is getting more and more godless, more and more evil, just more and more barbaric and animalistic and just horribly evil is all I can say. And for a guy to be shot outside of a shopping mall in Missouri over, I don't know, I haven't found out what it was over, but, you know, say this guy was shot, I mean, the most valuable thing that it probably could have been over is maybe the last big screen TV or something. I mean, or maybe it wasn't even something that expensive. I mean, this just shows the absolute lack of respect and love and any type of humanity that there is in this world.
Yeah, peace is being taken from the land. There's no doubt about it. And some areas are more of a demonic stronghold than others. And just, you know, people tripping, pushing, punching to get to the next form of electronic. You know, speaking of which, all these electronics are listening in and spying on you, you know, not to, you know, kind of tying that back in what we were talking about earlier. So this whole smart grid that's being put in. But yeah, it all ties together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now let's move on to Yemen. Have you read at all about this? In Yemen, there's war, drought, famine, and over 1 million people infected with cholera. And all the ports are closed down right now, and so no humanitarian aid can come in. And so there's tons of people dying and suffering right now in Yemen.
Oh, that is that's wickedly horrible. Lord Jesus, we just pray to you, Father God, that this cholera, this terrible sickness that causes diarrhea and throwing up all at a time when the people are dehydrated. It's just wicked, Lord. I just ask that there'd be a way supernaturally that you could restore these people, give them, open up a port, allow some humanitarian aid to come into them, Lord. I just ask and pray for these people that you would touch them in Jesus' name.
Amen. It says here, the Saudi-led military coalition, which is fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen and is trying to restore the government of President Abdruba Mansour Hadi, blocked land, sea, and air access to Yemen after Saudi Arabia intercepted a missile launched by Houthi rebels toward the Saudi capital city of Riyadh on November 4th. The closure has sparked international outcry as it further deteriorated the already dire humanitarian situation in Yemen. So they're fighting with Saudi Arabia right now, and that is causing a lot of this.
Yeah, I mean, there's just wars and rumors of wars. The Middle East is on fire right now. Unfortunately, the old administration had a lot to do with that by bringing down, you know, everything from Gaddafi to, which if you looked at that city before we attacked and killed Gaddafi and took all of his gold and resources, it was flourishing and growing. I'm not saying he was a great man. I'm not trying to say that, but I'm saying that I'm going back to the 8 years under Obama. We overthrew sovereign nations and all in the name of, I don't know, I guess what you call it, love. That's not the name they called it, but these, you know, Ron Paul explained to us that we just can't go and do regime changes all over the globe. And anyways, we caused a great deal of this chaos between Iraq and Syria. And now it's spilling over into other parts of the world through planned instability. So, you know, we armed ISIS. All that's come out, folks. So we really need to pray for our current administration with the thoughts that we could come back and protect our borders and quit these endless wars.
Yep, amen. I want to move on to something else now. Tens of thousands of violent criminals have been removed from the FBI criminal background check database. And this is because the FBI back in February changed its legal interpretation of fugitive from justice to say it pertains only to wanted people who have crossed state lines. So now if you are a fugitive from justice, and as long as you haven't crossed state lines and you're in your own state, you can buy firearms from a firearm store, even though you shouldn't be able to, or you wouldn't be able to before. And so We see that obviously with these shootings and stuff, the Democrats and people advocating for gun control are saying that you know, we need to make background checks more strict, or they're so stupid that they say that you know, we need to create or start background checks even though we already have them. Or we need to make it so that people with mental health problems can't buy firearms. But yet, the only people that they don't want to be able to buy firearms are good law-abiding citizens. But they don't mind if criminals go out and buy firearms, because then more shootings will happen, and that will further their agenda of being able to call for and pass more gun control.
Yeah, they're willing to burn down the whole country because they can't have their way. And so a way to do that is to arm those that they know are going to go carry out violent gun crimes, and then they can go ahead and blame the Second Amendment, which is what they did under Obama with Fast and Furious. Even some of our local Border Patrol and police officers died with weapons from that gun running. You can look into it. And that was done intentionally, run guns into Mexico and then blame it on the Second Amendment. So this is just more of the same. And make no mistake, going along with that, there are many, many people that, to the tunes of hundreds of thousands, believe it or not, that are under mind control. All of these massive gun massacres are done with those that are under mind control. You know, take a look at it, do your own research, and you'll be able to see that, whether that be the Batman shooter, the latest Las Vegas shooter, which that now they're killing all the witnesses there. Another witness died the other day, and not to get off track, but the government eliminates witnesses that go against the official story, and also they're killing all the holistic doctors. Natural cure doctors are being taken out. The 77th one, or 70th one, in the fiscal year of 2017. So anyways, yep, they want these gun crimes. They want the Sandy Hooks. If you believe that happened the way they told you, you better go back and restudy that, because that did not go at all the way that they lied to us and said it did. They used actors and actresses, and those that know and have forgotten more about school safety can tell you that not one child died in that. That's all a lie. So they're going to great efforts to take our guns, that's just the loving Democrats for you. They're willing for many people to die to prove their points. They can't do it through logic or through numbers, statistics. They have to do it through witchcraft, if you will. This is definitely that's very evil, very wicked.
Yep, it is. Moving on to another subject, this Islamic radical training camp up in New York called Islamburg, this little community up there, has never been visited by police in two decades. And they've got these bunkers up there. They got all this stuff, and the neighbors for years have heard gunshots and sounds of explosions and stuff coming from over there. And so Trump just recently ordered feds to go check the place out. And when they attempted to enter, they were greeted by armed Muslims patrolling a guard shack at the gate entry. And so they raided this place, and they found a huge stash of weapons and explosives and all this stuff. And I guess one of the guys living there had been convicted of terrorism years ago. This guy, his name is Ramadan Abdullah, and so they found eight assault weapons, four handguns, one shotgun, two rifles, 64 high-capacity ammunition feeding devices, body armor, thousands of rounds of 50 cal ammunition capable of piercing body armor, and this illegal cache of weapons seized from Abdullah was just the beginning. And he's also tied in with Islamist terrorist organization Muslims of America, and was the same guy who was arrested back in 77 after police discovered enough material at his home to build 50 bombs. So it's crazy how this is only one of many, many, many radical Islamist training camps hidden all throughout the United States. And they're really not even hidden. I mean, anyone can go and do just a little bit of research and find out all about this. And it's just, it's right in plain sight. But they have never gone in there and done anything about this because, you know, they just don't do anything about it, or they never had a reason to go in there, I guess.
Well, I can tell you this much. If the weapons that they found, that's a minimal amount of the real weapons that are on that at that training grounds. In other words, they've got underground tunnels and bunkers, and that's what they were able to find on a quick sweep. You know, if they got 50 cal ammo, that they got a 50 cal gun, okay, and that wasn't found, but they found ammo. So there's a lot more, I think, as far as arsenal. That not that what they found was good. I'm not saying that, but I think, don't you agree? There's probably, you can only spend so much time on a sweep looking for those things, and they've had a long time to harden that facility.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
I'm glad that Trump, you know, that's a sign of hope for us conservative Christians that he would actually go in there knowing that that's a terrorist training camp and sweep up some of these terrorists that are in that cell. Under Obama, I mean, he would be, I'm sure he'd have them at the White House for dinner.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the reason that they got a search warrant to go and raid this place is because Ramadan Abdullah, the guy I was just saying who was convicted of terrorism years ago, he was recently caught trying to steal several cases of ammo from a local firearm store. So that's pretty stupid of him.
Right. Well, they think of everyone as an infidel that needs to be killed and that doesn't have the faith of Islam. So, yep.
Absolutely. Let's see. We got another piece of news here. 50 employees were recently fired after refusing to take the flu shot. And they were given no chance to get a religious or medical exemption, which is completely legal. These were employees of Essentia Health. Yeah, it doesn't say where exactly, what state this was in, but Yeah, we're just seeing this all over the place. Did you say something like this happened at some place around here where we live?
Yeah, yeah. This isn't the first where they say you must be vaccinated or be mm-hmm. terminated. And kudos for those employees that said, you know, my health is more important than a paycheck. I mean, you know, it sounds devastating, but those people get away with their lives. People don't realize that that these vaccines are a death wish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, the vaccine could kill you, possibly. So it's not worth keeping your job to take it. I mean, you can always find another job, but you can't go back in time and not get the vaccine anymore. Once you've been poisoned by a vaccine, that poison has done its damage.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's accumulative too. So, you know, we've been given vaccines for a long, long time. And now that we're able to have discernment and know what's going on with it, especially flu shots, it's only common sense to not want to have heavy metals put in on your brain, you know, and that's where heavy metals go. They go right up and sit over top of the pituitary gland, and that gland is what actually controls a lot of the different parts of our body. The glands, all the glands in our body are operated from the pituitary gland. So it totally puts your body into an autoimmune mode, and it's fighting itself, which then when a real sickness comes along, your body can't deal with it. It's already in a battle with these vaccines. Vaccines are horrible. I hope people will research them. Mercury and aluminum are not good for your body. Not to mention, mm-hmm. if you look into how they build these vaccines, it's on viruses of dead or aborted fetuses and things of this nature. It's very demonic, I think.
Yes, absolutely. We've seen. Moving on to another topic, we've seen some attempted gun control with these recent shootings, one of which was supported by Democrats and Republicans, where they're trying to make it illegal for you to own a bump fire stock or a tripod. Or not a tripod, but a bipod. And they've also proposed bans on all semi-auto firearms. And it says here, they've pushed bans on bump fire stocks, trigger cranks, which basically gives you a little crank where you can turn your gun into full auto, ban on semi-automatic firearms by Senator Feinstein, implementation of universal background checks, ban on assault weapons by Senator Murphy, ban on high-capacity magazines, opposition to concealed carry, opposition to national reciprocity, and also Australian-style gun ban. And so, you know, the national carry reciprocity would mean that it's something that Trump is wanting to pass, where if you have a concealed carry permit in one state, that you can carry in every state. And that sounds like a good thing, although I've heard that's not really a good idea, because if they pass that, then it could be just as easy for a Democrat, you know, 4 years from now, to be able to pass the opposite, to where they could ban concealed carry in all 50 states. So I really don't support that, although it would be nice. I think that if you live in a state like California, where, or New York or some other state where you are not allowed to concealed carry a gun, then you just need to move. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's what's happening too. Many people are moving out of California because California is going to turn into a wasteland with the governor there, and just amazing how quickly, under this type of rule, this type of leadership, the country's going to burn, you know. And that's also what happened this summer. It literally was on fire. So things are happening with Perplexity. You know, that means the governments can't solve it. Seems like the time that we're into right now. But being in one of those states that's very liberal and has a liberal governorship, our state is also one here in Washington State. And, you know, it just makes sense at some point in time. And we've had friends that have already done it, that you get out. So leave that up, take it before the Lord. And, you know, because the time is running out to be where you want to be, but you want to be where God wants you to be. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Is there anything that happened this week that you feel is really important that we haven't already covered?
Well, I'm going to be looking into Iran threatening Europe for World War III. I have not researched that yet, so I can't speak to it. But definitely not for a minute of time should we be thinking that we're living in a real safe world. The only reason we feel like there's a sense of security is because we're grounded in Jesus Christ, and we know that he's the restrictor. He's not going to allow things that he's not going to allow. God help us when that restrictor is lifted, and it's talked about in Revelation that will happen, and where all hell will be turned loose here on earth. But yeah, so that's interesting. You know, I know also the radiation that has been said to have been released in Russia. You know, all of the nuclear facilities are 10 and 15 years beyond what their life expectancy was. I don't know what released it, over there in Russia, but, Europe is being swept with 100 times the normal background radiation. So, you know, a lot of people are going to get sick and die from the radiation. We really do need to be praying every day that the Lord cover us, and, you know, kind of claiming, if you will, the Psalms 91 side of things, being under his wing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But that's all I've got.
Yeah, being under God's wing isn't just... Also, you know, you can't just pray for it and boom, it happens. It's really walking out your relationship with God and really spending time with him is honestly the only way that you can be in the secret place of the Most High. And I know there's a ton of Christians out there that just think, oh, well, as long as you believe in Jesus, then you're protected in the secret place. But that's really not true. It's not what that verse says. But moving on to something else here, there's been sightings of sediment on the seafloor off the Pacific Northwest, which is a sign that a mega quake and tsunami is near. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's scientifically proven that when there's a certain kind of sediment that comes out and is pushed out of this this fault line, and it's right behind that is the shift or the movement of the plate. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting. I've done a little bit of research on the fault lines and just the way the table is on our fault line that we have running from basically Vancouver Island down to California. It's when it shifts, it's going to be a big quake. We're way overdue. It happened in the late 1700s, early 1800s, and they're saying this one's going to be bigger. You're talking about anywhere between a 9 and a 10 on the Richter scale. You're talking about basically everything west of I-5 going into the ocean. So it's a fairly major. They're talking about, you know, 9 to 10,000 people losing their lives, and I just laugh at that. That is not. If you're taking everything west of I-5, you're way, way over that. They're trying to, like they always do, kind of minimize, downgrade it.
They don't want to scare everyone.
Yeah, they can't freak everybody out. It would cause, you know, an economic hardship at the minimum. You know, it'd be a big panic. But it's a reality, folks, and that having that sediment show up is just kind of an early warning sign.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is, and that's why it would be smart for us to move east as quick as we can.
Yeah, I think anyone along the I-5 corridor should be considering. And again, it's not, you know, not fear tactics or fear mongering, you know, it's just, you know, take it before the Lord, his people, it says, my people, perish for lack of understanding. You know, he gives us discernment, he gives us the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it just, pray about it. Take it before the Lord, and because He's going to have everybody where they're supposed to be when things happen. And you know, no doubt, there's going to be some believers that are going to be in and amongst that, and they'll just be fine with that. And they'll tell you that if that's where I'm supposed to be, that's where I'm supposed to be, and that's fine. And I understand that. But for me, I don't. That would not be the way I would want to go in a tsunami, or the effect of that would be quite catastrophic. So anyways, just some, I think wisdom is in moving east, but that's just my thought. And I'm not going to tell you geographically where I'm thinking about going. Pray to the Lord and he'll reveal to you what you should do. But I think to not look into it, to not pray about it is, I don't think that's very good reasoning.
Yeah, definitely. In other news, China has just developed a nuclear ballistic hypersonic multi-nuke missile, which can strike anywhere in the world. And it will be ready in a few months. It's a lot like China's Satan II missile, which can take out an area the size of Texas. I don't know if this missile can wipe out the same amount of area, but it is definitely... even more long range than the Satan missile. So that's pretty
interesting. I'm just glad for a day that's promised where all these weapons will be plowed in, pounded into and shaped into plowshares. And during the millennial reign of God, that the wars would be over. And I'm looking for him to come back and be our king. What a glorious time that'll be.
Yeah, for sure. Then we won't have to ever fear any of this stuff or ever be affected by it. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm pretty sure I covered just about everything that I needed to. Do you have anything else before we end the show?
Yeah, I just want to encourage people to get with like-minded people that you can find to pray with and lift each other up as we see this day approaching, that we wouldn't forsake the assembling and really do some praying with a meek heart, you know, not no pride, and just really seek the Lord's will for one another, and prepare spiritually for the hard times that are headed this way, and just go deeper into our relationship with the Lord. And you know, we just don't have to be submerged in this wickedness. We have to go out and do our jobs, but we can, you know, we're not to hide our light. You know, definitely share the gospel and offer prayer and that. But you know, I encourage you, because you'll burn out without others lifting you up and praying for you, that you'd seek that out. And you can always call us, and we'll be glad to pray with you. If you take the time to contact us, we will lift you up and pray for you throughout the work week. And so this is always a good thing, and that's part of our ministry. So feel free to call us and know that we'll be praying for you. And that's just, we're going to need more of that, so we may as well get started right now and have a basket of prayers that we can carry around with us throughout the week, and God will honor that in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Well, I suppose I'll finish it out with by reading a scripture and then wrap up the show. So I'm going to read Psalms chapter 20. Psalms chapter 20. Just got to get there really quick. Psalms chapter 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Amen. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Hope you all enjoyed it. And until next time, see you later.
We got it. It's time, though.
We got it.
Go, guys.
What?
Stop, dude.
What right. happened, Dave?
Sorry.
You've been doing good.
We're good.
Sam.
Hey, get serious, please. I'm there. I'm
Relax.
Serious.
Man,
you're
please.
Not serious. Hey, guys, we're recording.
Hey, please,
we're recording.
Okay.
Get this song.
The old preacher man stood there in the pulpit. The church house was empty, almost. his eyes filled with tears, his mind filled with memories of not so long ago, when the church house was full, not one pew was empty, the altar was stained with saints' tears. As he stands there this morning and sounds out the warning, once again letting them know there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be. As you please, but you must pay the cost, and the highway to heaven still goes by the cross. Some of his members thought he fashion, unwilling to change with the times, so they found other churches, more modern day preachers who were willing to let things go by. But the old preacher stood for what he believed in and what he had preached for. As he stands there this morning in a near empty church house, his opening remarks are these words: there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost, and the highway to heaven still goes by the cross. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost, and the highway to heaven still goes by the cross.